Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is the guy that's taught us so much about probably the most interesting country in the world today. Notice I just said interesting, and that's China. He did that with his book, China Inc., a landmark watershed book that I still talk about. You hear me talk about it all the time, even when Ted's not here. I refer to what Ted taught us in that book. And his new book called Shock of Gray, which is about the aging of America, of the world, I should say, the populations of the world. And he's back. Ted's back with us. We got some other things to talk about. Ted, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Hey, I talk about you when you're not around, too. always good things.
You're the one then that says good things. I think you may be the only one. Hey, Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. We got this fiscal cliff thing going on, and you know what? One of the things that I like to point out, Ted, to people, and I don't hear anybody else saying this. At least I haven't heard anybody else saying this, but I think it's important to point out that all of the issues surrounding and associated with and connected to and that are part and parcel with anything to do with the fiscal cliff which is one of the biggest, having the biggest impact on our economic situation in America right now. Every single one of those are manufactured by politicians.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely right.
And, isn't that, you know, an indictment of our of Washington?
Well, let's see how they weasel the out of it. You know, I certainly think that, you know, the stalemate that's happening right now is a kind of poster event for the enemies of democracy. You know, this is democracy at its worst.
Right.
And, you know, if this were China, for example, you know, we might have a solution. It would chug ahead and it would get done, you know, overnight. But,
right.
You know, but I'm not sure we would trade away what we have for that.
No, I don't. I agree. It's just, and I don't want Republicans and Democrats to always, to sing kumbaya all the time. But at some point in time, you got to have honest brokers. At some point in time, you got to appeal to the better angels of our nature. At some point in time, you have to realize that there is an entity in the room that's more important than your party or my party. It's the country. It's the nation.
I agree. Well, maybe we citizens deserve, or ought to take a role in this, too. I wonder, like, why isn't there larger citizen outcry towards a mediated solution?
That's
the million-person march in Washington?
Because people aren't paying attention, because we've become so narcissistic and self-absorbed as Americans. You know what? You know what de Tocqueville said, Ted? He said, people in a democracy, you get the citizens get the government they deserve.
You know, I think about this a lot because one of the things that is on my beat, thinking about how business people travel the world, how demography is changing, the world's getting older and families are shrinking, is the way we interact with each other as friends, as community members. And I think the more we get atomized in front of our computers, the more our work day gets stretched and stretched and stretched, the less time we have for citizenship. Citizenship grows out of friendship.
That's
grows
right.
out of community.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the things that our system does is that it allows people all kinds of reasons to leave these decisions to the politicians.
That's what's happening, I think. That's what's happening in America is over the years, what's happened is somebody would complain about something. And it would be something that really they shouldn't have complained about. They should have just dealt with it. And then, but what happened, I actually wrote an article about this once, that way back sometime in 1889 or something like that, a politician heard this person cry out. And that politician was afraid, oh my goodness, he's expecting me to fix this. Because the guy probably said, why doesn't the government do something about this? If I don't fix this, I might not get reelected. And that started this whole cascading effect to make every time somebody says something, a politician thinks we should pass a law on that. And maybe, and probably 96% of the time, we probably shouldn't have passed a law on it.
There's this classic study that I often think about as a kind of analogy to America in the internet age today, which is before Norway got its oil wealth, it didn't have hot roads that allowed people to travel easily from one town to another. It didn't have the wealth to allow everyone a car to work out of town. And politics used to happen at the kitchen table. And you would talk to the person who was your local leader. They would hear your complaint. They would react. But once people could work out of town, voter rates dropped. Politicians became less responsive and so on. And now the internet is our superhighway out of town. And we are not doing that kind of kitchen table politics.
And de Tocqueville's philosophy, a prophecy, has now become our curse. We have the government, folks, sadly, apparently, that we deserve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.